Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never
want to
make it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And we come forth on this evening, praise God, as we have at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, p.m., to continue bringing the Word of God out of the New King James Version, praise God, of God's holy word. I truly want to say thank God for today, because this is a great day to be alive. I want to give all honor to God, who, yes, is the head of my life. And of course, I acknowledge my wife in the name of Jesus as we pray and trust that God continues to give her strength, give us understanding as we continue to press on and move forward in the ministry as we are on today. We thank God. We thank God for those things that are up. We thank God for those things that are down. But we know that through all, God is around in the name of Jesus. For he is the blessing prison. And we thank God for being in the blessing business, because at the time of our need and desires and prayers, God's there. And he shows up in the nick of time. Hasn't he done that for you? Hasn't he done that for you? Because he's been there at the time when we needed him the most. As we continue to come forth, staying committed to reading the word of God, we acknowledge in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. We're hearing the word of God. It's been inspired and breathed from God himself. The Spirit has given the anointing through those to write it down what God is saying. So as we're reading what God has told whoever it was to write down what it is that he says. So everything that we've done, we've gone through Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus, Numbers and Deuteronomy. We've gone through, amen, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. We've gone through, praise God, Joshua and Judges. And we've known so much, and we've learned all about putting our trust and faith in God, that we are to serve God with all of our mind, all of our heart. Because it's in that where God sees that you are committed. God looks in your heart. How clean is your heart? How true is your heart? That's where we are on today. You know, we thank God. We truly give him praise, glory, and honor because he is still on the throne. You see, the Bible says in the name of Jesus, in heaven he's there, on earth he's there, in hell he's there. Nothing can sustain or keep him locked up. God is all-knowing and all-powerful, and it's imperative that you know that on today. You see, God has changed a lot of things in people's life, and we have to give him that acknowledgement, praise, and thanksgiving because of one thing we ought to do is serve God with, like he said, all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. Give him our all, and in turn, he will return unto you the same and provide you with all of what you need according to his richness and glory. Amen. We trust and love the Lord. We've gone through David becoming king. We've gone through Solomon, his son, becoming king. We've gone through so much. We've gone through understanding how he overcame Goliath. We understand how they came through the wilderness. And we also recognize that even through that, today, we're still surrendering all unto God, serving him with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength, and doing our very best in Jesus' name. Because that's all you can do, your very best. But you at least have to try. You at least have to give God the opportunity because he's given us the free will to do and choose whatever we want. But today, I choose to serve the Lord. What are you doing? What do you choose today? Because tomorrow is not going to be promised. So today, praise God, we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah and glory to your name. And as we continue to move forward, we definitely want to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, into our Twitter, into our archives. The anointing continues to flow wherever level you hear in the Bible reading on today because we love the Lord. And as we always say, if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. So today, loving the Lord, I'm not going to be right in the eyes of those who don't believe. But trusting God, believing God, and having that faith, this too shall pass. We once again want to thank God and we want to give God that praise. We want to give God that glory for those listening out there in South Korea, for those out there in Japan. You know, we have our European listeners. We have those in Canada. Amen, our Canada neighbors. We thank God for all those out here that are listening. Amen. And giving us that support, praise God. ShawDavid1968@yahoo.com. Amen. And we go forth and we use all proceeds that go towards the homeless and the hungry. And we keep this Prog Talk working. Amen. But we thank God truly because he will not let us suffer long and he will not let us go without. So we thank you for all of the support that our European neighbors and our Canadian, our Jamaican, and those that are in the United States. God bless you. I see you out there, Minister Andrew Orlando, out there in California, enjoying that sunny California sun. God bless you and your family. And to let the world know for a very wonderful blessing upon him and his wife for the newborn baby that's soon to come into this world. We pray for a safe and well delivery. We also recognize those out there, amen, that have been supporting us for quite some years. We've been on the radio for going on 10 years, if not longer, with Lady Diane on her own. But yet we come together, and that will we bring together, let no man come asunder. Amen? Amen. For my wife and I are one, and we stand firm and strong in our ministry and our belief. No matter what it is that we go through, we trust God that in the end, this too shall pass. So please understand that God is still in the blessing business. And as we continue to be obedient to his word, he'd rather for us to have commitment over that of sacrifice. But that doesn't mean not to sacrifice, because as opposed to smoking, doing all that negativity, we choose to worship the Lord. That's your choice just for today. Take it one day at a time. Don't take and focus on tomorrow. Don't worry about this or worry about that. Because if you're walking in the Spirit of God and the Lord is covering you, then understand, he says, don't worry. Though he did not give us that spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. So on today, we want to have that and trusting that through reading the word, we increase our strength and faith in the Lord and recognize that the word will not return back unto him void, but go back to accomplish that what he meant for it to accomplish. And we thank God for that. But we also want to pray for those in the name of Jesus that are incarcerated in our jails and our prisons and our boot camps and our treatment centers. Keep them prayer up so that they can be delivered from that sickness and disease. We thank God for that. You see, I've been there before. I can talk about it because I've been about it. But I'm not in that lifestyle anymore. And I thank God through the blood of Jesus and his anointing and through the sacrifice and the commitment, God has delivered from that lifestyle of homelessness, of drunkenness, of the sickness of being in the world, because the enemy was trying to take me out and Lady Diane. But we thank God truly in the name of Jesus. For on today we are on fire from up above. It's like Jeremiah, I got fire shut up in my bones. And we thank God on today for in the name of Jesus, as we come forth, before we go into the book of First Kings, amen, we want to recognize those, once again, that are in those issues or situations on today. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you sit high and you look low, but we thank you nonetheless, knowing that you're there anyhow, knowing everything. You're omniscient, you're omnipresent, you're everywhere, all-knowing and all-powerful. You're omnipotent, that's powerful and awesome. And we thank you, Lord, because it's you who can help deliver sickness and disease from our bodies. It's you who can help heal the broken heart and set the captives free. It's you who can bring families and marriages back together, children home, mothers healed, and fathers saved. We thank you, Lord. We pray for those men and our women that are incarcerated in our jails and in our prisons, in our boot camps or in our drug treatment centers. We thank you, Lord. For in those things of deliverance, we ask that you show up and show out and let your will be done in their lives. And so be called on you. You said in your word that if we humble ourselves and pray, you hear from us and you heal us. And we thank you, Lord, as we ask for that healing in the name of Jesus, trusting you, giving you the understanding that you are all powerful and that you are all knowing and that you are the one. God, we love you. We love you because you loved us, and you've given us that love, and that love of agape unconditionally. We're able to stand. Stand, as you said, stand. After you've done all you can do, stand. Oh, thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, praying that the Holy Spirit would touch somebody today, even through the word of God and your word. It's you, Lord, not I, but you. With that power that destroy the yokes of bondage, the yokes of addiction, the yoke of fear, the yoke of all those things of being abused and lost. It's you, God, who can replace it all. And as we move forward, we pray that you be within us through the radio waves to touch somebody and let your anointing destroy the yokes of their bondage. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We know that you are God. We know that you are the one. But we have made mistakes in the past, and we almost let go. But we know God is. God is still on the throne. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you on today. And we know that we almost let go. But God, in the name of Jesus, be blessed. In the name of Jesus, as we continue to move forward.
God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody
we'll be
here
back.
Ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
Hallelujah.
you, Lord. Hallelujah. He kept me, and I wouldn't, and he wouldn't let go. We're in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 11. Amen. Let us read. What? King Solomon loved many fond women, as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, woman of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sodomites, and Hittites, from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, "You shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods." Solomon clung to these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wife turned away his heart. For it was so when Solomon was old, that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. For Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not fully follow the Lord, as did his father David. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, on the hill that is east of Jerusalem, and for Moloch, the abomination of the people of Ammon. And he did likewise for all his fond wives, who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. So the Lord became angry with Solomon, because his heart had turned from the Lord God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. But he did not keep what the Lord had commanded. Therefore, the Lord said to Solomon, "Because you have done this, and have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom away from you and give it to your servant. Nevertheless, I will not do it in your days for the sake of your father David. I will tear it out of the hand of your son. However, I will not tear away the whole kingdom. I will give one tribe to your son for the sake of your servant David, and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen." Now, the Lord raised up an adversary against Solomon, Hadad, the Edomite. He was a descendant of the king of Edom. For it happened when David was in Edom, and Joab, the commander of the army, had gone up to bury the slain after he had killed every male in Edom. Because for 6 months Joab remained there with all Israel until he had cut down every male in Edom that had it fled to go to Egypt, he and certain Edomites of his father's servants with him. Hadad was still a little child. They then arose from Midian and came to Paran, and they took men with them from Paran and came to Egypt to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who gave him a house, apportioned food for him, and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him his as wife a sister of whom his own wife, of his own wife, that is, the sister of Queen Tahapens. Then the sister of Tahapens before him, Genubath, his son, who Tahapens when in Pharaoh's house, and Genubath was in Pharaoh's household among the sons of Pharaoh. So, when Hadad heard in Egypt that David rested with his father, and that Joab, the commander of the army, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me depart, that I may go to my own country." Then Pharaoh said to him, "But what have you lacked with me, that suddenly you seek to go to your own country?" So he answered, "Nothing, but to let me go anyway." And God raised up another adversary against him, Rezon, the son of Eliada, who had fled from his lord Hadazar, king of Zobah. So he gathered men to him and became captain over a band of raiders when David killed those of Zobah, and they went to Damascus and dwelt there and reigned in Damascus. He was an adversary in Israel all the days of Solomon, because the terrible that Hadad caused him, and he had Israel and reigned over Syria. Then Solomon served Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, an Ephraimite from Zeruda, whose mother's name was Zurah, a widow, also rebelled against the king. And this is what caused him to rebel against the king. So Solomon had built the Milo and repaired the damages of the city of David, his father. And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing that the young man was industrious, made him an offer of all the labor force of the house of Joseph. Now it happened at that time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem to the prophet Ahijah, the Shulamite met him on the way, and he had clothed him with the new garment, and the two were alone in the field. Then Ahijah took hold of the new garment that was on him and tore it into 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, take for yourself 10 pieces. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will tear the kingdom of the hand of Solomon out, and will give 10 tribes to you. But he shall have one tribe for the sake of my servant David, and for the sake of Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen out of all of the tribes of Israel, because they forsaken me and worship Asherah, the goddess of Syrians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the people of Ammon, and had not walked in my ways to do what is right, and in my eyes, and keep my statutes and my judgments, as did his father David. However, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hands, because I have made him rule over all the days of his life for the sake of my servant David, whom I chose before, keep my commandments and my statutes, that I will take the kingdom out of his hand and give it to 10 tribes. And to his son, I will give one tribe to my servant David. My may always have a lamp before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen for myself to keep my name there. So I will take you, and you will reign over all of your heart's desire, and you shall be king over Israel. Then it shall be, if you heed all that I command you, walk in my ways and do what is right in my sight, to keep my statutes, my commandments, as my servant David did, then I will be with you and build for you an enduring house, as I built for David, and will give Israel to you. And I will afflict the descendants of David's house because of this, but not forever. Solomon, therefore, sought to kill Jeroboam. Jeroboam arose and fled to Egypt, to Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. Now, the rest of the acts of Solomon, all that he did in his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the acts of Solomon? And the period that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. Then Solomon rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, his father. And Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his place. 1 Kings chapter 12.
and rib 'em.
One, two, shake 'em. And all Israel had gone to Shechem to make him king. So it happened, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat heard it, he was still in Egypt, for he had fled from the presence of King Solomon and had been dwelling in Egypt. That they sent and called him, then Jeroboam and the whole assembly of Israel came to speak to Rehoboam, saying, "Your father made your yoke heavy. Now therefore, lighten the burdensome service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you." So, when he said to them, "Depart for 3 days, then come back to me," and the people departed. Then Rehoboam, king, consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon while he still lived, and he said, "How do you advise me to answer the people?" And they spoke to him, saying, "If you will be a servant to those people today, and serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever." But he rejected the advice which the elders had given him, and consulted the young man who had grown up with him, who stood before him, and he said to them, "What advice do you have? Do you give? How should we answer these people who have spoken to me, saying, 'Lighten the yoke which your father put on us'?" Then the young men who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, "Thus you should speak to the people who have spoken to you, saying, 'Your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it lighter on us.' Thus you shall say to them, 'My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist.' And know where my father put a heavy yoke on you, I will add to your yoke. My father chastened you with whips, but I will chasten you with scourges." So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had directed, saying, "Come back to me the third day." And the king answered the people roughly and rejected the advice which the elders had given him. And he had spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastened you with whips, but I will chasten you with scourges." So the king did not listen to the people. The turn of events was from the Lord, that he might fulfill his word, which the Lord has spoken to Ahijah the Shilomite, to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Now, when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered, the king seen. What share have we in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel! Now see to your own house, O David. So Israel departed to their tents. But Rehoboam reigned over the children of Israel, who dwelt in the cities of Judah. Then King Rehoboam sit. Edom, who was in charge of this revenue, but all Israel stoned him with stones, and he died. Therefore, King Rehoboam mounted his chariot in haste to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel has been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. Now, it came to pass when all Israel heard that Jeroboam had come back. They sent for him, and he called him to the congregation and made him king over all Israel. There was none who followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. And when Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men who were warriors to fight against the house of Israel, that he might restore the kingdom to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. But the word of the Lord God came to Shema, the man of God, saying, speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, to all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the rest of the people, saying, thus says the Lord, you shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Let every man return to his house, for this thing is from me. Therefore, they obeyed the word of the Lord and turned back according to the word of the Lord. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim and dwelt there. Also he went out from there and built Peniel. And Jeroboam sit in his heart. Now the kingdom may return to the house of David. If these people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of the people will turn back to the Lord, Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they will kill me and go back to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Therefore, the king asked advice, made two calves of gold, and said to the people, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt. And he set up one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. Now, this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one as far as Dan. He made shrines on the high places and made priest from every class of people who were not of the sons of Levi. Jeroboam ordained a feast on the 15th day of the month, 8th month, like the feast that was in Judah, and offered sacrifices on the altar. So he did at Bethel, sacrificing to the calves that he had made. And at Bethel he installed the priest of the high places which he had made. So he made offerings on the altar which he had made at Bethel on the 15th day of the 8th month, in the month which he had advised in his own heart. And he ordained a feast for the children of Israel and offered sacrifices on the altar and burnt incense. 1 Kings, chapter 13. And behold, a man of God went to Judah, to Bethel, by the word of the Lord. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Then he carried out against the altar by the word of the Lord, and said, "Altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a child, Joash, thy name, shall be born to the house of David, and on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places, who burn incense on you. And men's bones shall be buried and burned on you." And he gave a sign the same day, saying, "This is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Surely the altar shall split apart, and the ashes on it shall be poured out." So it came to pass, when the king Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, who cried out against the altar of Bethel, that he stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, "Arrest him!" Then his hand, which he stretched out toward him, withered so that he could not pull it back to himself. The altar also was split apart, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the will of the Lord. Then the king answered and said to the man of God, "Please entreat the favor of the Lord your God and pray for me, that my hand may be restored to me." So the man of God entreated the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him, and became as before. Then the king said to the man of God, "Come home with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward." But the man of God said to the king, "If you were to give me half your house, I would not go in with you, nor will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was commanded me by the word of the Lord, saying, You shall not eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came. So he went another way and did not return by the way he came to Bethel. Now, an old prophet dwelt in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. They also told their father the words which he had spoken to the king. And their father said to them, "Which way did he go?" For his sons had seen which way the man of God went who came from Judah. Then he said to his sons, "Saddle a donkey for me." So they saddled the donkey for him, and he rode on it, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said to him, "Are you the man of God who came from Judah?" And he said, "I am." Then he said to him, "Come home with me and eat bread." And he said, "I cannot come with you, nor go in with you. Neither can I eat bread or drink water with you in this place. For I give and have been told by the word of the Lord, you shall not eat bread nor drink water there, nor return by going the way you came." He said to him, "I too am a prophet as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with you to your house, and he may eat bread and drink water. He was lying to you." He was lying to him. So he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water. Now it happened, as they sat at the table, and the word of the Lord came to the prophet who had brought him back, and he cried out to the man of God who came from Judah, saying, "Thus says the Lord, because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord and have not kept the commandments which the Lord God commanded you, but you came back, ate bread, and drank water in the place which the Lord said to you, eat no bread and drink no water, your corpse shall not come to the tomb of your fathers." So it was, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, he had saddled the donkey from him, for the prophets whom he had brought back. When he was gone, a lion met him on the road and killed him, and his corpse was thrown on the road, and the donkey stood by it. The lion also stood by the corpse. And there men passed by and saw the corpse thrown on the road, and the lion standing by the corpse. Then they went and told it to the city when the old prophet dwelt. Now when the prophet who was had brought him back from where hot it was, he said, "It is the man of God who has disobedient to the word of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord was delivered him to the lion. And he spoke to his son, saying, saddle a donkey for me. So they saddled it. When he went and found the corpse thrown on the road, and the donkey and the lion stood by the corpse, and the lion had not eaten the corpse nor tore the donkey. And the prophet took up the corpse of the man of God, laid it on the donkey, and brought it back. So the old prophet came to the city to mourn and bury him. When he laid the corpse on his tomb, and they mourned Abraham, saying, Arise, my brother. So it was, after he had done and buried him, that he might spoke to his son, saying, when I am dead, they bury me in the tomb where the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones, for the saying which he cried out by the word of the Lord against the altar of Bethel and against all the strains on the high places which are in the city Smyr. Well, surely come to pass. After this, even Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way, but again he made priests from every class of people for the high places. Whoever wishes, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And this thing was the sign of the house of Jeroboam. So as an extremely an instrument and destroy it of the earth. First Kings chapter 14. At the time Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, became sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, please arise and disguise yourself. Disguise yourself that they might not recognize you as the wife of Jeroboam, and go to Shiloh. Indeed, Ahijah, the prophet, is there, who told me that I would be king over the people. Also, take with you 10 loaves of some cakes and a jar of honey. And so, go to him. He will tell you what you will become of child. And Jeroboam's wife did so. She arose and went to Shiloh and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were gazed by reason of his age. Now the Lord had said to Ahijah, here is the wife of Jeroboam coming to ask you something about your son, for he is sick. Thus you shall say to her, for it will be when she comes in that she will pretend to be another woman. And so it was. When I heard the sound of her footsteps as she came through the door, he said, "Come in, wife of Jeroboam. Why did you pretend to be another person? For I have been sent to you with bad news. Go tell Jeroboam, thus says the Lord, God of Israel, because I exalted you from among the people and made you ruler over my people Israel, and tore the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to you, and yet you have not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments and who followed me with all his heart to do only what was right in my eyes. But you have done more evil than all who were before you, for you have gone and made for yourself other gods and molded images to provoke me to anger and have cast me behind your back. Therefore, behold, I will bring disaster on the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam every male in Israel, bond and free. I will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam, and as one takes away refuse, until it is all gone. The dogs, Jeroboam, and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the field, for the Lord has spoken." Arise, therefore, go to your own house. When your feet enter the city, the child shall die. And all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him, for he is the only one of Jeroboam who shall come to the grave, because of in him there is found something good toward the Lord God of Israel and the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, the Lord will raise up for himself a king of Israel who shall cut out the house of Jeroboam. This is the day. What? Even now? For the Lord will strike Israel as a reed is shaken in the water. He will not root Israel from the ground land which he gave to your fathers, and will scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their wooden images provoking the Lord to anger, and he will give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, who sinned and who made Israel sin. Then Jeroboam's wife arose and departed and came to Tirzah. When she came to the threshold of the house, the child died. And they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke through his servant David, servant Ahijah the prophet. Now, the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he made war, and how he reigned. Indeed, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. The period that Jeroboam reigned was 22 years. So he rested with his father. Then Nadab, his son, reigned in his place. And Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king. He reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his hand there. His mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. Now Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he provoked him to jealousy with their sins, which they committed more than all that their fathers had done. For they are also built for yourselves high places, themselves sacrifice pillars, sacred pillars, and wooden images on every high hill and under every green tree. And that were also perverted person in the land. They did according to all the abominations of the nation which the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. It happened in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. And he took away the treasure of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house, everything. He also took away all the gold sheaves which Solomon had made. Then King Rehoboam made bronze shields in their place and committed them to the hands of the captains of the guards who guarded the doorway of the king's house. And whenever the king entered the house of the Lord, the guards carried him, then brought them back into the guard room. No, the rest of the acts of Rehoboam in all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And that was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days. So Rehoboam rested with his father and was buried with his father in the city of David. His mother's name was Naamah, the Ammonite. Then Abijam, his son, reigned in his place. First Kings chapter 15. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Abijam became king over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maacah, the granddaughter of Bishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, and as was the heart of his father David. Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him lamp in Jerusalem by setting up his son after him, and by establishing Jerusalem. Because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and did not turn aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abijah and all that he did, there are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. So Abijah rested with his father, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Asa, his son, reigned in his place in the 12th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel. Asa became king over Judah, and he reigned 41 years in Jerusalem. His grandmother's name was Micah. The granddaughter of Abishlan. Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did his father David, and he banished the perverted person from the land and removed all idols, for his father's hand made. Also, he removed Micaiah, his grandmother, from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image of Asherah. And Asa cut down her obscene image and burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed, more but the least. Asa's heart was loyal to the Lord all his days. He also brought into the house of the Lord the king which his father had dedicated, and the kings which he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and utensils. Now, there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might let none go to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and gold that was left in the treasuries of the house of the Lord, on the treasuries of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Benadab, the son of Tabramam, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, "Let there be a treaty between you and me, as thou was between my father and your father. See, I have sent you a present of silver and gold. Come and break year 20 treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that I will be free from you." So when Ben-Hadad, heeded King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel, He attacked Ajon, Dan, Abel, Beth, Nekiah, all Shemeroth, and all the land of Nephtali. When it happened, when Baasha heard it, that he stood beating Ramah and remained in Tirzah, the king of Israel made a proclamation throughout all Judah. None was except, and they kept away the stones, the timber of Ramah, which Baasha had used for building, and with the king Ishtar built Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. The rest of all the acts of Esau, all with might, all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah, built in the time of his old age? He was diseased in his feet. So Esau rested with his fathers and was buried with his father in the city of David, his father. Then Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his place, and Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, became king over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and he reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he walked in the way of his father, and in the sins his, by which he made by Israel's sins. Then Baasha, the son of Ahijah, son of the house of Ishkar, conspired against him, and Baasha killed him at Gibeon, which belonged to the Philistines, while Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibeon. Baasha killed him in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. And it was so, when he became king, that he killed all the house of Jeroboam. He did not leave to Jeroboam anyone that breathed until he had destroyed him, according to the word of the Lord which he had spoken by his servant Ahijah the Shilamite, because of the sins of Jeroboam which he had sinned, and by which he had made Israel sin, because of his provocation with which he had provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Now, the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. In the third year of Asa, king of Judah, Baasha, the son of Ahijah, and reigned 24 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin, by which he had made Israel sin. Amen. Amen. It's on now. You know, the change in the deliverance of some things are transpiring. But you know, as we see and we read, sometimes you got to get rid of the old to make room for the new. We thank God truly for the reading of his word. We have a purpose and a reason to serve God with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. You see, we can't be selfish. We have to give it all to God and trust God and not worship him halfway through. We want to thank God for you today. We have a awesome time reading the word. We thank God for our commitment and our truth. We're going to pause for a moment and we'll be back after this.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you, in the name of Jesus. We have a hand up, or should I say we have a person on the air wanted to come in there. If they're there, your mic is on. Hello, hello, hello. Amen, amen, hello. The mic is on. I guess they're not there. Oh, amen. We thank you all for joining us on today on David and Diane Ministry and Friends. But I just want to assure you that we'll be back again. We do read Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time in the p.m. And as always, we want to give God praise, glory, and thanksgiving, letting you know that we love you with the love of God, and we thank you for your support. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, again, we come to you first saying thank you. And then we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your word that we received on today go forth to accomplish what it is, to give us understanding and wisdom, increasing our trust and our faith in you, knowing that, Father, we need you in every step and moment of the way. No matter where we are, no matter in Egypt, no matter whether we're in Canada, no matter where in the United States, we need your help. Puerto Rico or Jamaica, we need your help. The United Kingdom and Japan, we need your help. I pray for all broke families, and I pray that you heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free. And as we continue forth until we meet again, God bless you.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go. I wouldn't let go.